The Riverside boys and girls golf teams are driving into success to start the season, with both teams winning their duel on Friday. They featured top finishers Addison Brink and Casey Perkins on the girls' team, and Tava Moore and Mason McCready on the boys' team, while both teams shot one of their best under head coach Mitch Rice. With how these teams performed, Coach Rice was proud and excited to see what they'll do next.
We had some scores on the boys' side. I really expected us to be three down there pretty low like that, and I really think we can continue to do that. We had even a couple of my JV boys were, one of them was 41, one of them was 48 as JV, and I kind of expected that, and I'm pretty excited that we can continue to go. And even when we miss a kid for track or another event, that we can fill them in with a kid that's going to be just as good, and we can continue to compete. Tavon Moore, first year out, comes from a golfing family, and I'm really impressed that he came out and played as well as he did. So that was good. And on the girls' side, Addie won, but she would probably tell you she didn't have her best day. But that's okay. We're pretty pumped to see her lead us and know what she's going to be able to give us. And then, a couple surprise scores by Casey Perkins, freshman again. She came in, shot a 49, did a great job. Laney Rice shot a 58, was able to score for us and be down there as well with a low score. And a bunch of girls that can shoot down in that 55-60 range, and one girl go low, that makes me pretty tough. So pretty excited kind of all the way around with all of my kids at this point. A lot of first meets for some of them, and I hope that it continues the way that it started.
The success was all around for Riverside, including the junior varsity golfers. Some of the golfers were shooting towards varsity spots, as there are about 9 different male golfers who could be on the varsity roster.
I mean, they're like, Coach, can we re-qualify? They're hungry. They want to compete for those varsity spots. And I mean, I legitimately think right now we probably have 8, potentially 9. We've got an upperclassman that's kind of been doing some other things. If he gets there, I think we've got 9 kids that can compete and really make it tough on me to figure out who to play every week. And, just their drive to want to get better. They're playing. They came in, talked to me today about how we did this on Saturday at the golf course, and it's just nice to see that they enjoy it, because when you enjoy something, you're going to work harder at it to be better. So
while last week was chilly and windy, this week looks to be taking a completely different direction. There will be barely a chance for rain all week, with beautiful conditions to be able to go out and hit the course. These Bulldog golfers will finally get to showcase what they're really made of.
Last week, from qualifier all the way to our meet, it was windy, it was tough. Rain, misty, whatever you want to call it, that's tough weather. I think they're going to get out and be able to enjoy some nice weather and allow them to be more successful with it, what they've been able to do. Sometimes that wind can play havoc on you if you're not used to it and understanding, how to play the wind. And so I think that we could potentially even see scores go lower this week, and they're going to get to play in it a lot. I think the boys have 4 meets, the girls have 2. They're going to get a lot of opportunity to get better, and I hope that they're having fun doing it, and we're going to continue to go.
Riverside's boys team will have 4 different meets this week. That includes a duel on Tuesday against Logan Magnolia, Thursday's meet at Lowe's Central, Friday's duel at Trainer, and Saturday's meet in Anita. Coach Rice is expecting Friday to be one of the biggest battles of the week, and to fight hard in the other meets throughout the week.
I really expect, Friday will obviously be one heck of a battle. I know Trainer's got a really low score on the year as well. I'm not 100%. I don't think I've seen any scores on Logan yet. I don't know what they have. But our goal obviously is to go 2-0 conference this week, and then the tournament be able to go. That's a big tournament, the one on Thursday. There's a lot of big teams there. If we can go get in the top 5 over there, that would be pretty impressive, I think, for those guys.
For the girls, they have a more limited schedule with 2 duels. They'll also face off against Logan Magnolia this Tuesday, and then Trainer on Friday.
The girls shot a 215. It's one of the lowest scores that I've had as the girls coach here. And even going back to the boys, they did the same thing, shot a really low score. I don't know, again, about the Logan girls. I think they have a decent score on the year. I know Trainer's girls have a decent score on the year. But, we're looking to go 2-0 this week. They'll have a little bit more time to adjust and work on things as far as practice goes, because they don't have as many meets. And I'm excited to see them continue this success and push forward and kind of set the tempo for when the conference tournament comes up in May.
Riverside returns to action tomorrow at the Logan Missouri Valley Country Club to take on Logan Magnolia at 4 p.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.